Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and you're definitely 100% guaranteed you're going to learn something this hour, because you always do on Intelligent Medicine. There's always something that is beyond your ken that we can transmit to you so that you can improve your health and that of your loved ones. That's our mission statement here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255. If you want some personalized advice, 877-726-TALK is our number. And we got lots to tackle this hour. We're going to talk about a bunch of studies in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition that are relevant to your health, including a fascinating one, the effect of nut consumption on semen quality. Yeah, if you're suffering from fertility problems, well, we'll share the results with you in just a moment. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this item has to do with the effects of curcumin on the brain, not in people with Alzheimer's disease or dementia, but in non-demented adults. And the purpose of the study was to investigate the potential for prevention using curcumin, which makes a lot of sense, because if you already have severe advanced Alzheimer's disease and you take curcumin, well, you may slow the progression of the Alzheimer's disease. I always prescribe it for patients who suffer from dementia, but wouldn't a more reasonable strategy be to take it preventively prior to advanced neurodegeneration? They recruited subjects age 51 to 84, and a relatively small study, but still, you know, not a trivial number of people, 40 subjects received curcumin, and the brand name of the product was Theracurmin, containing 90 milligrams of bioavailable curcumin twice daily, and they took it for 18 months, and they reviewed the results in a couple of unique ways. One, I mean, they obviously did tests for memory, but tests for memory can be, they're a little funky, because sometimes you're having a good day, sometimes you're not having a great day. So what you want is some sort of objective measure of susceptibility to Alzheimer's disease. And the objective measure they used was functional PET scanning, looking at various parts of the brain, the amygdala, the hypothalamus, the temporal lobes, the frontal lobes, the motor cortex. And so they did a pre and post PET scan on the brains of these individuals taking the curcumin. And what they found was quite interesting. Curcumin improved visual memory and attention compared with placebo after just 18 months of use of a reasonable amount, one twice daily. But also, there was a reduction in the accumulation of amyloid plaque. Amyloid plaque is a concomitant and predictor of Alzheimer's disease. And so, very encouraging study suggesting that bioavailable forms of curcumin are a real plausible strategy for reducing susceptibility to Alzheimer's. And this combined with, you know, a myriad of things you can do. Lifestyle strategies, stress reduction, adequate sleep, exercise, of course, reasonable amounts of omega-3 fatty acids and DHA. A multiplicity of nutrients have been shown to be helpful, but just the curcumin alone in this study was found to be helpful for slowing progression to neurodegenerative decline. All right, another type of decline that people experience is energy decline. And here's a component of any program that's designed to reverse fatigue, and brain fatigue is certainly a component of that. I recommend this product for patients with memory problems and Alzheimer's. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, they've done clinical trials that have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it has an anti-aging effect because it works on the mitochondria. And mitochondrial dysfunction, the decline in mitochondrial efficiency, is thought to be a major contributor to aging itself. Now, in the past, I've talked about Propax with NT Factor. That's a one-stop shop for your vitamin and mineral needs. But a while ago, I suggested Nutritional Therapeutics, the makers of Propax, that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil and still harness the power of NT Factor alone. So a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now, for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been personally taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it, and I prescribe it to my patients. You can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And for the buy one, get one free offer, use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. All right. This item has to do with the effect of nut consumption on semen quality. Now, you say, well, why would they? Who thought of that? Well, there is a worldwide decline in semen quality, and it is affecting fertility rates. So many couples these days are complaining of fertility problems. I work in a building where two floors of the building are a fertility clinic. And you see the young couples, they look so young, but they're having trouble conceiving. And sometimes it's the woman's fault, but sometimes it's the man's fault. There's something wrong with the sperm. The sperm simply are not numerous enough or not active enough. There is a worldwide decline in sperm quality. It may have to do with our diets. It may have to do with environmental pollution. It's unclear why. So here's what they found is they did a 14-week randomized control trial of 119 healthy men, and they either got a Western-style diet enriched with 60 grams of a mixture of nuts, and the other group just got the Western-style diet without nuts. And they looked at semen quality, the number of sperm, and the sperm viability, motility. In other words, sperm that just sits there, no good. It's got to swim well. It's got to make it upstream to fertilize the egg. So sperm motility is an important consideration. And here's what they found. The inclusion of nuts in a Western-style diet, hey, just 14 weeks, folks. Inclusion of sperm in a, inclusion of nuts in a Western-style diet significantly improved the total sperm count and the vitality, motility, and morphology of the sperm. Wow, pretty cool. So you get ready to conceive, part of your preconceptual planning diet program, especially for guys, eat your nuts. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. Call us.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Okay, so you tried that nut thing, and it didn't work to enhance your fertility and increase the outcome of your efforts at conception. So you've reached for what a lot of even relatively young couples are doing these days, is you're going to assisted reproductive technologies, in vitro and ICSI and all kinds of different high-tech methods of getting pregnant. Does nutrition still matter? Well, yet another article in this week's American Journal of Clinical Nutrition states that it does, because they did a study looking at sources of protein in women who were undergoing assisted reproductive technology. And these are not surefire techniques. With each try, you know, I don't know what the statistics are, but depending on the age of the person, the number of tries they've had in the past, the technique they're using, is like Russian roulette. It's like putting a bullet in the chamber and seeing if it's going to fire. And you have like a 1 in 8 chance, or a 1 in 10 chance, or 1 in 5 chance. So how can you up your chances of getting pregnant with ART, assisted reproductive technologies? Well, according to the study, consuming fish has a remarkable effect on the efficacy of assisted reproductive technologies. It really does. For women with the lowest intake of fish, the success rate was 34%. For women with the highest intake of fish, the success rate was 57%. And the intake of 2 servings of fish per week increased the likelihood that ART would work, assisted reproductive technology, by a whopping 54%. That's pretty darn good. So the conclusion of the study, fish consumption is related to a higher probability of live birth following infertility treatment with assisted reproductive technology. So this argues for having a nutritionist present in every reproductive health facility. And that's not even talking about the efficacy of certain vitamin supplements that can not only increase the rate of fertility, but improve outcomes for the baby and for the mom. All right. Let's now take a call from Rachel. Welcome.
I developed allergic asthma during during a time of a lot of stress. Now it's stuck. I take an inhaler, a steroid inhaler in the morning, and a rescue inhaler as needed. It's a chronic condition now, and I'm stuck with it. And the pulmonologist says that I have it for life. I have allergy symptoms to heavy scent, floor cleaners, detergents, perfumes, doctor's office, supermarket that I walk into. I know that I'm probably going to have an allergic asthma attack. This is a very overwhelming condition to be living with now. I want to know if there's any way to reverse the symptoms of allergic asthma. Any techniques or known cures that aren't someone just throwing supplements at me?
Okay, it's a great question. And yes, there is a relationship between stress and asthma in a couple of ways. You know, first of all, you know, the most stressful experience that you can have in life is the experience of being suffocated. So just, you know, having asthma is stressful. And it leads to sort of a vicious cycle because, you know, you're stressed from the asthma and the stress may make the asthma worse. And in fact, the very self-same symptoms of asthma are similar to the symptoms of an anxiety attack. And so anxiety attacks, it's sometimes hard for someone with asthma to know whether they're experiencing, you know, shortness of breath due to anxiety or shortness of breath due to the asthma itself, the airways closing. And this may sometimes lead to excessive dependency on medication because you feel that tightness and you spray and you spray. And many of the sprays that are used for asthma contain stimulants. And the stimulants rev you up more. You feel more and more stressed. You have more tightness in the chest. And whether it's asthma or anxiety is unclear. And it can actually lead to really dire consequences. People can die through this vicious cycle of overuse of medications that rev them up to the point where they can't breathe anymore. So in terms of natural therapies for asthma, it's one of the conditions I like to treat because, yes, there's the possibility that there are food allergies contributing to it. It's useful to eliminate culprit foods like dairy and wheat, perhaps in some cases many grains can contribute to asthma. A paleo diet would be a good place to start. Also, lots and lots of omega-3 fatty acids. They have anti-inflammatory effects. The anti-inflammatory nutrients like curcumin, we're talking about curcumin for brain health. Well, curcumin is also good for lung health. Some studies show that ginkgo biloba has good effects on the lungs as well. There's also the component of a spasm. And when you take adequate magnesium, you reduce the risk of spasm and hence bronchoconstriction, which can make your asthma worse. And so there are plausible nutrition strategies that can make a difference and unwind asthma. And then, of course, there's the breathing techniques, because you're now in a state of heightened anxiety and awareness. And certain breathing techniques help to bring that under better control. All right, our number, 877-726-8255, is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and you can still call us. Our lines are open, 877-726-8255 or 877-726-TALK. And we're talking about fertility. And so, okay, you ate the nuts and then you ate the fish and it worked. Now you're pregnant. Hooray. But you're still not out of the woods yet because premature birth is the leading cause of death for children under 5 years old worldwide. The statistics show that it accounts for close to 1 million deaths annually, and premature babies are at a higher risk of a range of long-term conditions, including visual impairment, developmental delay, and learning difficulties. These used to be grouped under the rubric of cerebral palsy, but there's more to it than that. It turns out that an estimated 15 million babies are born too early each year. And this is a worldwide statistic. Most pregnancies last typically between 38 and 42 weeks, 40 being the established median. Premature babies are those that are born before the 37-week mark. And the earlier a baby is born, the greater the risk of death or poor health. So obviously, one of the challenges in reproductive health is to prevent prematurity. And there really isn't much, if anything, on the medical front in terms of drugs or medications that can forestall this. Healthier diet, all that stuff, but it's sort of vague as to what can prevent early delivery, or in some cases, miscarriages. I mean, that's another story entirely, because then the baby's born dead, and that's a tragedy. So they did a study looking at omega-3 fatty acids to reduce the risk of premature birth. I'm sharing this with you from Science Daily. It turns out, well, this is a meta-analysis. They looked at 70 randomized trials. And they found that for pregnant women, increasing the daily intake of omega-3s lowered the risk of having a premature baby that's less than 37 weeks by 11%. It gets even better when you look at 34 weeks as the milestone. It lowered the risk of having an early premature baby that's less than 34 weeks by 42%. That's where it really counts, because 37 weeks, you're likely going to be okay. 34 weeks, it's going to be a little dicier. These are the kids who end up in the NICU, neonatal ICU unit. And it's one of the most poignant places in the hospital, where these little tiny babies struggling for life are sustained with heroic measures. And they survive, but it may result in lifelong susceptibility to health problems. And omega-3 fatty acids reduce the risk of having a small baby that's less than 2,500 grams by 10%. So there really is something about omega-3 fatty acids. Now, what they say in the studies, that these were 70 different studies, and they used different dosages of omega-3 fatty acids, different combos of EPA and DHA. So they don't know exactly what the precise formula is to reduce prematurity. But they say, and I'm quoting, our review found the optimum dose was a daily supplement containing between 500 and 1,000 milligrams of long-chain omega-3 fats, containing at least 500 milligrams of DHA. So DHA is important. You can't be like, you know, all EPA and no DHA. It had to be about a 1-to-1 ratio, or worst, a 2-to-1 ratio, EPA-DHA, starting at 12 weeks of pregnancy. And you can see these astounding results, and perhaps even higher doses might result in even better, because that's like two pills of highly potent omega-3. And it made all the difference in the world for these premature babies. So good stuff. All right. Obviously, and I think there was a statistic in this week, and it's just so predictable. It's boring. It's boring. It's like every 6 months or so, a new statistic comes in saying that Americans are more obese than ever. Okay, it's like we're getting headline fatigue from that. And what they're saying is, the prediction is that by a certain date, there will be no more normal weight Americans if the current rate of increase persists, which it can't, obviously, but dire statistics about obesity in America. And what it suggests is that our whole approach to this is wrong. I mean, it's not as if we haven't been aware of this. Many of you are old enough to remember John F. Kennedy. During the Kennedy administration, he wanted people to do 50-mile hikes because Americans were out of shape even then. Well, the situation has gotten so much worse since then. So this story is entitled, One Big Reason Americans Are Broke and Overweight. We're making this major money mistake around food. This is from MarketWatch. More than half of Americans confessed to making a financial mistake when pursuing their financial goals this year. And the most common mistake had to do with, what do you think? Dining out. One in four Americans confessed that they dined out too much last year, according to a survey of more than 2,000 people released Thursday by financial company Fidelity. What's more, the number one thing Americans bust their budget with is dining out, according to research released by financial company Principal this year. Nearly one in three Americans, that's 29%, up from 26% last year, said that this was this year's top budget buster for them, followed closely by food, groceries. And, you know, I live in New York, and I am really a homebody when it comes to eating out. I'm no foodie, and I just don't know how people can keep up with it. People making sizable salaries, say you make a couple of $100,000 a year, and you eat out frequently in Manhattan, and two people, it's unusual, very unusual for two people to get away with a bill less than $60-$75 for a decent meal out, especially if you have drinks and dessert in Manhattan. And you do, and busy people, they work hard, they don't have a lot of time to cook, and they want to reward themselves, so they eat out. And then it's also about socialization, getting together with other people. Our apartments here in New York are too small to entertain, so we meet people in restaurants. And then when we get the tab, it's $300-$400 for a family gathering in a good restaurant. And that is a huge budget buster. And the problem is, they say, people who eat out a lot tend to underestimate what this will cost them, according to a study released in 2017 from researchers at Penn State. The researchers asked the participants what they thought they would spend eating out at the beginning of a two-week period, and then in the middle of that period, participants upped their average budget from a little under $18 in week one to about $55 in week two. They say what this tells us is that obviously they thought they'd spend less in a week, but as the week progressed, they realized they were spending a lot more, and they rationalized that increase. And government data shows that in 2017, Americans spent more than $3,300 a year on dining out. You can do that much damage with a big family gathering at a top restaurant in New York in one outing. That's a 6.7% increase just from the year prior. And, okay, what does this have to do with health and weight? Well, not only is eating out wreaking havoc on our budgets, but it's also less healthy. There's less in the way of portion control. The food is more savory and delicious. There's a tendency to drink more, to eat more, and to have dessert. And so now they say three in four Americans are now either overweight or obese. Is that a coincidence when we look at the statistics for the expenditures that people have eating out? And a lot of that eating out is not at gourmet restaurants. It's at junk food emporia that serve poor quality, high calorie, preservative laden, carb laden, sugar laden, bad fat laden food that increases their risk for overweight, diabetes, and degenerative disease. So, you know, simple measure, discipline your eating out habits. I know it's putting a damper on your holiday spirit, but this is a formula that really works for me. I minimize really minimize the number of meals that I have out, and it pays off. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And I'm going to share with you kind of a lightning round of relevant health stories for the week. This one from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And as we suspected, antioxidants are good for you. This one's called Dietary Intake and Blood Concentrations of Antioxidants and the Risk of Cardiovascular Disease, Total Cancer, and All-Cause Mortality. In other words, is there a relationship between the intake of antioxidants and the blood levels of antioxidants? That would be things like beta carotene, vitamin C, zinc, selenium, E, and the risk of all the various ways that people die in America, cardiovascular disease, total cancer, and ultimately, the risk of dying, period. Big study, very ambitious, and here's what they found. Not surprisingly, higher dietary intake and or blood concentrations of vitamin C, carotenoids, alpha-tocopherol were associated with reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, total cancer, and all-cause mortality. So the authors, though, hasten to add, although there's no evidence for this, no basis for stating this, they're very quick to say, well, this is all about food antioxidants. There's no evidence, they claim in the study, they're just very vociferous about this, that it's not about nutritional supplements, citing little evidence that nutritional supplements didn't make a difference for some of these individuals. But nonetheless, they're only going to go so far as to say that the dietary sources of these essential antioxidants are protective. All right, interesting, kind of, you know, double standard. But nonetheless, eat your antioxidants. All right, this one is about eggs and diabetes risk. Some people were alarmed recently when a study came out suggesting that eggs were associated with a higher risk of diabetes. And I don't see how, because eggs are a good source of protein, and there's virtually no carbohydrates in eggs. And so how is it that eggs could somehow drive the current epidemic of diabetes? You could inherit a poultry farm, eat as many eggs as you want, it's not going to increase your risk of diabetes, in my personal opinion. And finally, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition vindicates eggs. The article is entitled Unscrambling, get it? Unscrambling the relations of eggs and meat consumption with type 2 diabetes risk. And what they conclude is that because of flaws in previous studies, when they looked at egg consumption, they were also looking at consumption of all kinds of other junk. But if you look at eggs alone, in these studies, eggs alone were not the culprit in causing type 2 diabetes. And speaking of diabetes, there's a story out, and I'm kind of critical of the story. But here's the pitch. millions of low-risk people with diabetes may be testing their blood sugar too often. We know that in type 1 diabetes, where you need insulin, you got to check your blood sugar all the time because that's the key to when you need additional doses of insulin or increasing or decreasing your insulin, and, of course, fending off hypoglycemia by eating something. So we get it for type 1 diabetes. But in type 2 diabetes, sometimes people finger stick. And so what they say here, for people with type 2 diabetes, testing blood sugar levels becomes part of everyday life. But a new study suggests that some of them test more often than they need to. They say that 14% of people with type 2 diabetes who don't require insulin are buying enough test strips to test their blood sugar two or more times a day, when they don't need to test nearly that frequently, according to medical guidelines. And I say, this is all about cost containment, because I advocate for testing blood sugar frequently, not only for my type 2 diabetes patients, but even for patients with borderline blood sugar, because, well, it sounds a little OCD, sounds a little obsessive, but gauging your reaction to food is like doing a science fair experiment on yourself, and especially useful for the women in my family who've had gestational diabetes. I've recommended that they finger stick frequently and assess the impact of certain foods, certain meals on their blood sugar. And it's a voyage of discovery. And they really nail down their blood sugar by means of frequent testing and determine what foods are trigger foods and what foods are optimal for the best blood sugar control. So, you know, I see here the hidden hand of cost containment at work. The insurance companies don't want to pay for all those test strips, and they're discouraging patients from finger sticking. I say, if your insurance company doesn't pay for it and you can afford it, finger stick frequently so that you can determine what diet is best for you in terms of helping to control your diabetes. And this story has to do with Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease, big problem, because as people age, they're more likely to get Parkinson's disease. And what can we do to reduce the risk of Parkinson's disease? Well, turns out that exercise can be preventive. Headline: physical activity tied to lower Parkinson's risk in men. They did a meta-analysis, a study of studies, that comprised, get this, over 500,000 people. And what they found is that using comparison between high versus low activity levels, the researchers found that there was a significantly reduced risk of Parkinson's disease tied to the highest level of either total physical activity or moderate to vigorous physical activity. And it made more of a difference in men than in women, but it still, the effect was significant in women. It just was that men seemed to benefit more from the exercise in terms of preventing Parkinson's disease. Yet another benefit. Yeah, we've got cancer, we've got cardiovascular disease, we've got other brain diseases like Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. And now add to that Parkinson's disease as one of the diseases that's effectively prevented through high levels of lifelong physical activity. All right, great show. Thank you so much for joining us, and a great holiday season. We'll put another Intelligent Medicine show in the can before we go dark for holidays this season. So check out our website at drhoffman.com for more content. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And enjoy additional Intelligent Medicine information. Have a great week. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn. remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today. And learn more about the CBD Evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.